Okay, today's shir, today's daf is daf Chaf Ches. We're actually on Chaf Ches, the 5th line by Toshma. And today's shir is sponsored by Beryl and Sherry Daskel, Lila Nishmas Yitzchak Moshe Ben Yisrael Yehuda. Okay, we're in the middle of discussing the fascinating halacha, basically by taking the law into your own hands. And we explained that the Rosh held in, The Rosh held that this is a din d'oraisa, taking the law into your own hands, a din d'oraisa, and it's basically the makar of the din is hefker, bezin, hefker. Bezin has the right to take anyone's money, right? Bezin empowered individuals take the law into their own hands whenever they're right. If they have edim or shtar, some kind of situation where they're right, they can take the law into their own hands. Okay, we'll get to the machaber in a minute. Just we'll do one of them. Tashma. Shor she'ola agabi chaveiro. Lahargo. So there was a machlokas between Rav Nachman and Rav Yehuda whether that applies even if there's no hefsid mamon. One of them said, even if there's no loss of money. In other words, you can go to Beis Din. Don't lose any money. You still can take the law into your own hands. And the other man Dama said, no, only when there's going to be a loss. If there's no loss, you can't take the law into your own hands. So now we're going to spend from now all the way to the bottom of the Mishnah, bringing different prices back and forth, who's right. Tashma. A brisa says as follows. Shar sha'ala gabi chaveiro lahargo. A shar attacks your shar to kill it. Uba bala tachton. So there's a wild shar on top of my shar. So the owner of the bottom shar comes. Vishamat es shalo. He pulls his shar out. Vinafal elyon umes. The top shar dies. Right? It falls and it dies. Potter. You're potter. Why? Why are you potter? He took the law into his own hands. My love, aren't we talking about b'muad? Aren't we talking about a muad delek upseda? There's no loss. My shor dies, I'll take his shor. I'll get paid for it. There's a muad. What do you see? Even when there is no loss, you can take the law into your own hands. So the Gemara says, lo, b'tam. We're talking about a tam, the ikka pseda. No, there is a loss. Because the tam only chatzi nezek. So it was a tam, the wild crazy tam. So I'm only going to get paid half. And it's from the goof of the time. Who said how much am I going to get? Maximum is half. I'm not taking that chance. I'm going to take a loan into my own hands. That, by the way, the Rashi just points out, it could even by a mu'ud, there could be a loss. For example, let's say there were no witnesses. How are you going to get that money out of that mu'ud? No witnesses. Nobody saw. So that might be a case. So it's not lav dafka that it's only talking about a tam. Okay, now the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true, then aim a seifa. If we're talking about a tam, look at the seifa. The seifa says, Dechafo le'elyon, instead of pulling your ox underneath, you push the other ox off. You push him off. Umeis, and then what happens? The ox dies because you pushed it. Chayev. You're chayev. Now, if you eat a tam, am I chayev? Why are you chayev? Take the law into your own hands, you're saving your money. So the Gemara says, you know why you chayev? Shohel lo shamto v'lo shamto. You should have pulled it out from underneath. Pulling it out from underneath was the less dangerous way for the top ox. You did the more dangerous, that already you can't do. You got to do the bare minimum. You did more than you should supposed to do, that already is no good, that already you chayev. The machaber, by the way, we paskin that you're allowed to do that. There's one sif in Shulchan Aruch, sif dalad, of Chosh and Mishpur, it's right away in the beginning. It's a hilchat dayanim. And it says as follows, Yachul Adam Lasos Din La'atmo, you can take the law into your own hands, in Roesh Shalom Biyad Acher, you see, your money is by someone else. Shegazlo, he stole it. Yachul Lekachto Miyado, you can take it away from him, Vim Ha'acher Omad Kinegdo, and if he refuses, Yachul Lahakoso, you can beat him up, Ad Shiyani Chenu, until he gives it to you. It says Ramah, Im Lo Yachul Lahatzel Be'inyan Acher, there's no other way to get to it. Afilu hu davar she'ein bo hesed, even if there is no loss. V'im yamtin ad she'amdeno b'din, and you can still go to Beis Din. V'hu she'yachol levar she'shlohu, and you have to be certain that it's yours, and he has on and on and on. So the only question that, one second, the Nesivos asks,
this is without consulting the Beis Din.
Right. The Nesivos just asked, I apologize, I did not understand his answer. His question was, how could you beat up somebody? Even Beis Din doesn't do that. Even Beis Din doesn't do that. Yes, Beis Din will take away the guy's stuff to pay if a ganef, to find out some of the gazans, aid him and all that. They will go into the house and take away his stuff and give him, and pay you back. Beis Din beats up people.
Well, I mean,
Yes, it is. Yes, first they put you in Cheirum. First they warn you. Then they put you in Cheirum. Then they, right? At the very end of the line, maybe they will. What's going on here?
They get them, right.
Horrible people. What, so the guy denied he lent you the money, you beat him up? That's an Nesivitz's question. It's a good question. Right, listen, you could do whatever Bezdin could do. You could do more than Bezdin. I didn't understand his answer. I didn't understand what he was saying. It depends if it's a Vadai, it depends if it's a Suffolk. It was very complicated. When I finished reading it, I said, the Kasha's still a Kasha. Right? The Kasha's still a Kasha. Lots is a Vadai. So Bezdin, if you're not a Vadai, Bezdin won't beat up somebody. Anyway, next. Well.
Moore's conclusion that it's better for him to. She should have put the upper ox off the, rather than. How do you know? Maybe that situation for him.
I guess in the general. I hear you.
I guess, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's easier for me to push it forward.
Right.
I can't worry about every situation.
I know.
It's a hard one.
Next. Toshma. Try to bring another raya. Hamamale chater chaveru kadayayin v'kaday shemen. If I go into your yard and I fill up your yard with my jugs of oil and my jugs of wine. So you're allowed to. Bal hachatzar meshaber v'yotzei meshaber v'nichnas. You can go in and break them all and go out and break them all. What are you doing to my pride? I can't get into my house. You took my whole front walk and you put stuff there. So I'm allowed to break it all. Right? So what do you see? There's no hesed. You can take the law into your own hands. So Amar of Nachama Yitzchak, no. It doesn't mean you can take the law. It means meshaber v'yotzei l'bezdin meshaber v'nichnas l'havid z'chuyosav. You go to Bezdin. Go to Bezdin. Tulsa says, why can't you just stack them up? Stack them up. And then go to Bezdin. Tulsa says, you don't have to do a tircha. You don't have to do a tircha. You have to matriarch yourself to go sit there and shut those things out of the way. You don't have to do that. Next. Toshma. The halacha is that a nirtza, after 50 years, when Yovel comes, every eved goes free. Whether they're a nirtza or not, they all go free. So Menayin L'Nirtza Shekol Lo Yamav. How do we know when the 50 years are over? And the Eved says, I don't want to leave. I've been with you for 50 years. Right, I've been with you for... No, it's a Nirtza. Because Tosfos says that Mestama, this is only going to happen by a Nirtza who's been with you for so many years. Let's say you got an Eved on the 49th year. So he's with you for 1 year. He's probably not going to be so interested in you. But when you're there for 30 years, imagine the guy's there for 30 years. Now Yovel comes, right? But he was 20 years old when he got there. 30 years, 50 years old. Now he says, okay, now you have to leave. So I don't want to leave. I have nowhere else to go. I've been here for 50 years. Right? After the blacks were free, they stayed there. They had nowhere else to go. So, Menayin Lenirtza Shekolo Yamav. How do you know that when the Nirtza is over, Virabo Mishari Vlo Lotes, and the master is saying, get out of here. I want you to leave. V'chaval, and he hits him, V'asabo Chabura, and he makes a wound. Shoe putter. How do you know he's putter? How do you know? Talmud Lomar, Lo Sikhu Kofer Loshov, which the Gemara says, Lo Sikhu Kofer Loshav. Okay, so it's a pasuk that says that you're not going to be chayiv for that kind of activity. What do you see? You're allowed to damage somebody, take the law into your own hands. There's no hefsid. There's no hefsid at all. What's the hefsid? Right? So the Gemara says, so Chedush Yerim asks the Baal Kasha. He says, who said, now what are we trying to bring a raya? We're trying to bring a raya that you can take the law into your own hands? Only reason I can do that here is because I have a pasuk. So he says, Chedush Yerim answers, yes, you have a pasuk, but you're right. The fact that you can do it is not like that of the pasuk. What's like that of the pasuk? Like extra chavala. Okay. Hachom Ha'eski, you know what the answer is? Ba'avda de ganva. That the Eved is a ganav. So you don't want him around. He's stealing his stuff. For 50 years he's been stealing his stuff. So the Gemara says, Ara in the low Ganov. Bahashta Ganov? So until then he wasn't a Ganov, all of a sudden now he became a Ganov. Now after 50 years he takes something to the guy. So the Gemara says, well, Ara idna Havia Masata Rabele. For 50 years he was a master. He was afraid to get caught. Hashta Leslie Masata Rabele. Now the Rav is not there. The Rav is no longer a master. He's a free man. So now he says, you're my equal, I can steal from you. So the Gemara says, that's one answer. He had a wife. Gucci was a goy, but he had a wife. So, he doesn't want to leave the wife. So he doesn't want to leave. So the Gemara says, Ada idna hetera. Until now it was mutter. Fahashti isura. and now it's Aser. Right? So what does the master do? I'm not letting you be with this guy. I'm not allowing that to happen. Yeah, till now you were an Eved Ivri. He's allowed. I'm not letting you do it now. Not allowed.
You can do that
now. Oh, that's a big Michatz Chinuch. That's a big discussion over here. The Ketos. Can you beat up people to stop them from doing mitzvahs? It depends if it's a mitzvah tzei, mitzvah lo tzei. It's a big, big, big discussion. This is one of the makoros that they use. But it doesn't have anything to do with taking the law into your own hands. Tashma. Next, this is our Mishnah. Haminech is kadu b'rishut harabim. You put the kad in b'rishut harabim. Ubo achar v'niskal ba. And somebody comes and trips on it. V'shavra. And he breaks it. So potter. He is potter to pay. Right? Taima v'niskal ba. The reason why he's potter is because he tripped over it. Ha shavra. Had he smashed it on purpose. Chayiv. He'd be chayiv. This is Rav who interpreted our Mishnah. We had him yesterday. You'd be chayiv. So what do you see? You can take the law into your own hands. But you're going to have to pay for it. So Amar Rav Zvid Mishmei Durava. No. Who had enough Yilu Shavra? Even if you broke it, you wouldn't be Chayiv. Ah, then the high Diktoni Niskal. Then why did the Mishnah say that you tripped over it? So Gemara says, yeah, I did the Kabbalah Misni Seifa. Because in the Seifa, the case was, Im Huzak, if you got hurt, then Bal Habayis Chayiv Binizke. Then the Bal Habayis has to pay you. Right? If you tripped over it and got hurt, the owner of the chavos has to pay you. Dafka Nitzkal. That's only if you tripped. Aval Shavar. If I'm sitting there breaking up his barrel and a piece of the barrel flies off and hurts me, the owner of the barrel has to pay for my injury? Of course not. Lo, why not? Tahave Azik Nafshe. Because you did it to yourself. Therefore, Katani Resha Nitzkal. The Resha also says Nitzkal. But in the Chanami, the din would be even if it's Shavar. Okay, so I have a raya that supports the idea that you can take the law into your own hands, even if there is no hefsid. What's the hefsid? There is no hefsid. The only thing is that you can't use the street. That's a hefsid. That maybe is a hefsid. Next, Tashma. It says in the Torah that if two people are fighting, and your wife is there, and she doesn't want, you know, you're losing the fight. So what the pasuk says that v'chiyinatzu anashim achdav, right? Two men are fighting. Ish va'achiv, a man and his brother. V'karva eshet ha'achiv, ha'echod. And the wife of one of them comes. L'hatzilas isha, to save her husband. The fight. Miyad makehu, from the guy who's hitting him. V'shalcha yada, she sends out her hand. V'hechzik b'mavushav, and she grabs onto his privates. What does the next pasuk say? V'katazo eskapa, you cut off her hand. Lo tachos einecha, don't have pity. And we, of course, we do not cut off her hand. The Torah doesn't work that way. She has to pay money for the embarrassment. But don't cut off her hand. Right? It's one of the few places where the Torah says something, and we learn the exact opposite. Anyway, Tashma. It says, V'katzo es kapa. Cut off her hand. By the way, mamon. That's money. My love, aren't we talking about b'she'ena yachola lahatzil al yedei davar acher? There was no other way to save your husband. You couldn't take a hammer and hit the guy in the head. There was no hammer. This is the only thing you could do. Which is a raya that what? That, right. That only when there's a hefsid you can take a loan to your own hands. But if there is no hefsid, you cannot. So the Gemara says, lo, she'chol lahatzil al yedei davar acher. Because, no, you could, even if you could have. One second. Look, she'chol atzil adei davar acher. Aval eini chol atzil adei davar acher. Petura. But if there was no other way to do it, then you'd be potter. That's the implication. If there was another way, that, right, what we say, she has to pay. She has to pay him back. She has to pay money. Right, we cut off her hand. She has to pay. What if there was no other way to save the husband? Then Mishlamish is potter. Ihachi. Adatani Seifa, but the Seifa of that price has said, Vishalcha Yada, not only she grabs onto his parts, but Prat, Shliach Bezdin. But if a Shliach Bezdin embarrasses you, let's say he's doing the Shlichus of a Bezdin and somehow there's some embarrassing situation, the Shliach of a Bezdin is Putter. So if you want to tell me a case where someone's Chayev and a case where someone's Putter, why do you have to make it so complicated? Tell me a case of a Isha and then tell me a case of a Shliach Bezdin. Keep it to an Isha. Keep it to an isha. For lifnog listening b'didei. Keep it to an isha. Medavar mamurim. When is a woman chayev b'shiichol atzil adei davar acher? There were other opportunities to save your husband. What possessed you to do that? You know you did that. You embarrassed the guy. You have to pay. Aval any achilat lahatzal adi davar acher. But if you couldn't save the guy through any other means, you couldn't save him through any other means, then perturb it. Then you would be putzer. What do you have to come up with the case of bezdin for? To make it so complicated. So the Gemara says, you're right. Hachi dami kama. That's what we meant to say. When is it true that she's chayev b'shiachol atzal adi davar acher? You could have saved her another way. Aval any achilat lahatzal adi davar acher. But if you couldn't save her any other way, then nasa yada kishliach bezdin. Your hand, her hand becomes like Bezdin's upetura, and of course she's putter. Right, when you mention Bezdin, you highlight it. You make an even stronger argument because Bezdin has such power. Next, Tashma, Hareisha Haisa Baderech Harabim Overes Pesoch Sadehu. Also a complicated case over here. You would land, and in the middle of your land there was a path, a Rishus Harabim path. Rishus Harabim had a path. Now, you don't want a path in the middle of your property. That's crazy. So what do? You grab onto that strip, but the Rosh Hashanah is entitled to a strip, right? So you put the strip at the end of your land. You put up a sign. From now on, the path has been moved to the end of my property. End of my property, I don't mind if there's a strip over there. But not in the middle. The middle is what breaks up my field in half. So that's what you do. So, Tashma, Haresha Haisa, Derech HaRab Moveres Besoch Sadehu. There was a path going down his property. Not law, he takes that path away, and he gives them one at the end. Masha Nasan, Nasan. What he gave. Vishalo, lo higia. But the other path he can't get back. So he loses both now. Why are you asking? We'll say in a minute. Now, the Iyamrit. No, it doesn't make a difference. You'll see it in a minute. It'll become clear in a minute. Now, the Iyamrit, if it's true that Ovid Inish Dina Lanafshe, that a person can take his law to his own hands, why can't he get his strip back? Not Linkot Parza. Let him stand there with a gun and say, you can't walk down this road. This road belongs to me now. Right? Let him stand there. Take the law to his own hands. So the Valachim, let him sit there with a gun. Anybody tries to come. You want to walk down here? You're taking your life into your own hands.
Which path? The middle one?
The middle one. I gave you a path over there. I have to give you, I lose both? No, I'm going to stay there with a gun. Anybody that tries to walk down the path, I'm going to have a sign. You know, walk down this path on your own risk, trespassing, right? We'll prosecute you to the full extent, right? Put a sign like that. So, Amr Zvid Mishmei Derava, you're right. Normally that would be true. But over here, Gzeira, it's a Gzeira that we did this to the guy. You know why? Shema yitin lehem derech aklason. Because we're afraid he's going to give Rosh Hashanah a much more inferior path. Aklason means crooked. They had a nice path running down the city, cutting the city in half, making it very convenient. Rosh Hashanah doesn't belong to him. It doesn't belong to him. It belongs to Rosh Hashanah. He's now going to take that path away and give him this ridiculously long and winding, out of the way path all the way to the end. If it would be 50-50, if it would be an equal switch, maybe it would be mutter. But we have a suspicion no one ever does that. Right? And Ravashi Amar, Ravashi Amar Pinosal and Derech Hakasan, you did it already. You gave it was for sure bad, not a zero. That's how people were.
If this is not the problem, what's the Hagman and Zera doing in preference?
What?
They always talk about they can't move the boundaries.
Because we have these rules about being Kofa Midas Sedom. Well, you have to have my field cut in half over here. I'll give you a path over there. What's the downside to the oil? What's the downside? So the answer is a gzeira. There's gonna be a big downside. Why? Because you're shortchanging the oil. Now, let's say you did it. So I lose my own field. I lose both paths. What should that be? The answer is it's basically a knas because you tried to shortchange the people. Rav Mishashi Amar Benoslam Derech Rashi Amar Kolman Hatzad Derech Alkeslanu. No. Every time you put the path at the end of the city, right, at the end of the city, it's always going to be considered out of the way. Who krovel is ever l'cholklu is that? So maybe it'll be shorter for some, it'll be longer for others. If you stick the road at the end of the city, it's always a downside, right? It's always a downside. Ihachi, if all this is true, then amai shalo lo higia. Then why can't he take back at least the other end of the field? Why can't he take back that path at least? Fine, the Rosh Hashanah path, you can't take away from me. So I should get my other path back. I lose both? So the Gemara says, yeah, Le'im Lahu, they'll say to him, let him say, Shaklu didchu, Bahavili didi. Fine. The Rosh Hashanah Rabban path, take back. Just let me have mine back. So the Gemara says, Mishum de Rav. Yehuda, Mishum de Yehuda. Tell me, Yehuda. Meita shechziku barabim, asa lekalkalo. Once the Oilam uses a path, you can't take it away from them. Right? Right? Once you give them a path, you can't take it away. The Rashbam says that it's in Baba Basra. There's a whole story about that. The reason is, once you give them a path, is because you're mochel. You're mochel to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Once you give mochel, it becomes expected. You can't take it back. So all the Rishonim ask, that doesn't make any sense over here.
It was done on tonight.
Right. So the answer is, it doesn't make a difference. Basically, it doesn't make a difference. The Nebuch Yosef says, even though you gave it on hoping you try to benefit yourself, once the Rabbim expects it, it becomes the Rabbim's, and there's a knas on you, and you lose. Tashma. Try to be another raya. Same idea. Bala bayis, sheiniach peya mitad echad. The Bala bayis designates that corner as peya. That corner is peya. That's the cheapest corner. Right? So what happens? Ubo aniyim, aniyim come, v'notal mitad acher. They go to a different corner. So the halacha is zev zep peya. Both become peya. Now the Gemara says v'i amrit avin inish dino l'nafshe. If you can take the law into your own hands, am I zev zep peya? Why are they both peya? Link on parts and relation. Let them sit there with a gun and say, take peya at your own risk. You want peya? I left you a field. I left you a corner for peya. You coming over here to the good stuff? I can leave whatever I want. There's no shir in peya. Go take a corner. Right? El derv shir no shir. The first one is peya. Say it every morning. I don't have to give you a shear for pay. I don't have to give you the best. I give you a corner, right? A good sized corner. Right? I hold it to halacha. What are you doing over here? How did that become payah? You never designated it as payah. They came. Get them out of there. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, my zev zev payah. What do you mean they both become payah? They both become payah, lepochrim min ha-meiser. You don't have to pay meiser anymore in that field. On the other field that they took off as payah, you don't have to pay meiser. Why not? Rashi says, da'af payah ha-nesheres hefker chashiva. It's considered hefker. Even though you never designated it as peya, it becomes peya. Pay is hefker. You don't have to pay meiser on hefker. The big Rashi, the big.
And he can protect that corner.
Yes. And Kedetanya, with a similar idea. Hamaskir es karmo. You maskir your field. Then your grape field. Then your vineyard. Then v'hishkim b'boker, you get up in the morning and then you start working on the field, right? You start working on it. The ubatro, you start harvesting. See, if you do that, chayiv b'peret uba'olos uba'shivcha uba'peya. If you do that, then you're being masquerade was a joke because now you're working in it. So you chayiv in all the dinim of a vineyard, peret olos. Those are unripe and overripe. All these different halachas that apply. You have to leave them for the aniyim. And shikha and peya, but upata mena meiser. You pata for meiser. Why you pata for meiser? Because once you declare something hefker, you pata for meiser. You go work on it. You chayav and everything else. But meiser you're going to be pata from. So too, the aniyim started going into that field. It becomes like hefker. You pata for meiser. Even though you can reacquire it, exactly.
That's hefker for a short time.
Right. It gives us some time. We're on the Mishnah on the bottom of Chaf Ches Amud Aleph. That's okay, good. Says the Mishnah, Nishbura Kado b'Rishus HaRabim, your jug broke in Rishus HaRabim. Broke? What was in your jug? Water. And it broke. And the water spills onto the ground. V'huchlak echad b'mayim. And somebody slips. Or Shalaka b'charsis, or he trips on one of the broken pieces. Chayiv, you're chayiv. Why you chayiv? The Gemara will explain. It's mamish. The Gemara will explain. I can't even.
Bar.
What?
Bar.
Is it? The Gemara is going to say it's not like bar. That's what it sounds like. That's what I thought when I read it. But it's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel.
A banana peel.
What? It's a banana peel. No, what's the difference? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, it depends. Rabbi Yehuda, we're not even going to get to today. Rabbi Yehuda, we're going to get to tomorrow. Tomorrow's not for the Rabbi Yehuda. B'mischavein chayev. If you did it on purpose, you broke your own barrel on purpose, then you're chayev. B'she'ena mischavein, but if it's not on purpose, potter, then you're potter. What does that mean? You have to come tomorrow, you find out what that means.
Last night on the news, there was a thing of a teenager in Valley Stream, someone that he was arrested. He had sprayed oily, slippery substance on the high school steps.
So people should fall and slip.
And then he stood behind bushes and watched.
Right.
He came and hurt himself.
Good. Okay. It's Baba Kama Chavches. Yeah, but I understand. But he must have a reason for that. Or he's just being vicious. I don't know. Yehuda will get to tomorrow. Now, Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav. This is a Amor of Yehuda. Says Yehuda the name of Rav. Lo shano el shatin for Caleb b'mayim. The only thing you're chayiv for is the ruining of the clothes. That's your chayiv. Says Rav. You're only chayiv on the clothes, which are kalim. But on the person themselves, avol, hu atzmo, potter. But on you, on the person got slipped and fell and broke his ankle. So he also ripped his shirt. Shirt you have to pay for. But the ankle you don't have to pay for. Why not? Because karka olam hezikaso. The ground made him get damaged. What about the water? That's just the grumma. So Rashi explains it. Right? Karka olam. Umamono shalze grumma ba'alma avidlei. The money, the water, that's just a grumma. The piece of wood, that was a grumma. What really made you fall? The land, the ground. What? Oh. So wait a minute. What?
The water down the
shirt. Right, and it ruined the shirt. Right, that you're chayav for. Right. Well, the damage caused ground to the person. The water caused damage to the shirt. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. Ki emrisu kamei de Shmuel, when I said this over to Shmuel, Amal, he said to me, wait a minute, Michti, wait a minute. Avno sakinu umaso. If I put a banana peel in the middle of the street, or I put a stone, or a knife, or a knapsack, and I put it in the middle of the street, and I'm inviting trouble, someone's going to fall on that. Miboro lo madnu. That's learned at a bar. That's a bar, no? That's what you said. The first thing you said to me was, it's a bar. V'chulon ani kor behen, and we have a pasuk. It says, shor v'lo adam. That's not a pasuk. The word in the pasuk is shor, and we say, v'lo adam, not man. Chamor v'lo kalim. It says, shor v'chamor. We have a drasha, chamor v'lo adam, shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo kalim. Now, the hani mil in ketala. That's only true if there's a death. If there's a person falls into a bar and dies, you're potter. Why? It's a gzeres hakasav. Tachon, I'm trying to figure out why should this be. But abul inin azikin adam chayiv, v'yichayiv. So if someone trips on slips on water and doesn't die, he hurts himself, he breaks his ankle. Of course, yichayiv, says Shmuel. Abul v'kalev peturin. And you popped him on the shirt. Rashi says, also wild, Rashi says, the Caleb Peturin, al nitzke Caleb Potter bal habor, dishvirasan zuhi misasan. Anytime a Caleb breaks, that's its death, no? Broke, so it's over. So therefore you always potter on Caleb, says Rashi. Always. Person, it depends. Depends, did he die or not? Now again, what is the reason why there's a distinction? I don't know. Is it just the Gzeres HaKasav? Is there a svara behind this? The svara is, you can't be mechayev a person who has the das to watch where he's walking. That's the svara. So then why should that be different if he gets hurt? If he gets hurt, the balabar is chayev. If he dies, the balabar is potter. Is there a svara for that? I'm not sure. Anyway, now, the Rav, so is Rav's hesver, why are you chayev on the shirt? Now everyone agrees. Well, no. So, Rav said you chayiv on the shirt. Why? It's Kaylee. It's Kaylee. Why are you chayiv on the shirt? Doesn't Rav hold from the drasha of shor v'lo adam chamor v'lo kalim? Right. Why are you chayiv on the shirt? We're going to also have to answer, why does Rav hold your chayiv on the... No, what does Rav says your chayiv on the shirt, you putter on everything else. Shmuel says, you even putter on the shirt. Right? No. So according to Shmuel, you chayiv on the injury. You chayiv on the ankle. But you putter on the shirt. So now why does Rav say you chayiv on the shirt? V'Rav, hanimil hechadav karinhu. No, why don't you putter on the bar, on the kalim, if you masker the bar? You masker it. Yeah, I don't want that banana peel anymore. You masker it. Then you're going to be chayiv on a shirt. Aval hecha dula afkarinhu. But if you weren't masker it, mimonohu. It's still yours. So of course you're chayiv. Now, no, David, look puzzled. Intuitively, it's the exact opposite. Since it's yours, how can you be putter? If you masker it, you're not chayiv on things. You're only chayiv on animals. Because animals are not where it's going. You're chayiv on that. Shor v'chamar. You're not chayiv on Adam. You're not chayiv on Kalim. Alright, there's a machlokas here now. What happens if someone's injured and doesn't die? That's obviously here machlokas. But why should you be chayiv on Kalim? If I'm not masker, of course I'm chayiv on Kalim. It's my things. My shor's damages Kalim chayiv. The Gemara says, "Masiv Rav Oshia." Rav Oshia says, "Wait a minute! I'm going to bring you a brisa that's going to show that Rav is wrong and they're both wrong. Why? Because the pasuk says, "V'nafal shama shor o chamor," which means shor v'lo adam, chamor v'lo kelev. Mikan, from here we see Mikan Amru, "Nafal l'tocho shor v'kelev." If a shor and it's all its kelev fall into a bar, v'nishbaru and they get broken, chamor v'nishbar chamor, and the chamor hurts himself, v'kelev v'nisgru. And the kalev get damaged. So chayiv al behema, la behema yichayiv. Upater al kalev. You putter on the kalev. Ha lemaze dome. What's this like? This is like avnos akinu umasoi, a load, a knife, or a stone. Sheinichan bereshus rabim viziko. So the Gemara says, wait, Adarav, just the opposite. Chamor is in a pasuk. Avnos akinu umasoi, not in a pasuk. What is a chamor in a pasuk compared like? Like these things. It's backwards. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's backwards. Ma dome lozeh, right? Mi boyale. It should say the other way around. What is an eved compared to? Not what is a chamor compared to? Chamor is in the pasuk. What is an eved compared to? Ma dome lozeh, avno zakinu matzoi, shenichim b'shus, you're right, we'll change it around. What are they compared to? Shenichim b'shus rab v'zikol. Lefikach, therefore, im hi tiach tzluchosav be'even, I'm a scientist. So I have a flask of, I don't know, some crazy acid in my pocket, and I bump into a stone in the street, and it breaks. Mechayev? Chayev. Chayev. So the Gemara says, Reisha kasha l'rav. The Reisha is a kasha on Rav. Why? Why is the Reisha kasha on Rav? Because Rav said, you're putter on Kalim. If you are... Wait, one second. What? That because we're going to answer that it was maskerit. That's going to be the answer. But Rav says this Brisa said in the Reisha that you put there on the Kalim, and for Sefer Kasha is Shmuel, and Sefer is a Kasha on Shmuel. Why? Why is a Sefer Kasha on Shmuel?
Because it's
a bar, one place to shore. Right. So one second. But why is a Sefer Kasha on Shmuel? Because if you bump into the stone and you break the flask. We said you're chayiv. According to Shmuel, you should be putter. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, ul tamech tik shilach. But I have a better kasha. He gufa. The whole brisa itself is a problem. Reisha putter v'seifa chayiv. What's the difference? Ela rav matari tzal taimei v'shmuel matari tzal taimei. Each one's going to give an answer. Rav matari tzal taimei b'med devorim amurim. When is all this true? When are you chayiv on a? When are you putter on kalim kishef kiron? When you are mafker it? Aval lohif kiran, but if you're not maskerit, chayiv. You're chayiv. Lefikach, therefore, hitiach zikruso be'evin, chayiv. I have the flask in my pocket. Of course I'm not maskerit. I'm chayiv. Ushmu mataret tatameh. Shmuel is going to be mataret. The flask, of course you're not maskerit. The stone was not maskered. Nobody maskered that stone. Therefore that guy's chayiv. Shmu mataret tatameh. Hashta damar ta'avna sekiru masoi, kiboro dami. That an eden, a sakin, and a load is considered like bar, Rav Yehuda. That goes like Rav Yehuda. The mechayev al niske kelim a bar. He doesn't learn out that drasha. Therefore, you're chayiv. Lefikach hitiach tzichotzo be'eben chayiv. You are chayiv. Okay. Now, then why are you putter in the first part then why are you putter by the load? I said, why are you putter by the load? Why are you putter in the first in the ratio then, according to Shmuel? Yeah, what, you hear my question? I don't know. Next. One more minute, we'll finish, we'll get to the two dots. Amr Belazar, Lo Shanu, all this is Lo Shanu Ella, Shiniskal Be'evan, Vinashav Be'evan. That's only true if you trip on a stone or bump into a stone and break the flats. Aval Niskal Be'karka, but if you trip on Karka, Vinashav Be'evan, or bump into an Evan, Potter. You're going to be Potter. Kiman, who's that like? The low curve Nasan. That's not like Rav Nasan. Rav Nasan is an unusual Shita. He's going to say later on, let's say your shar is walking down the street and it trips on something and then it falls into a bar. So really, the animal that tripped on something, that's a bar also, no? So let's say there's not enough money to pay for that. Rav Nassim will agree that the guy, the Baal HaBar, did nothing wrong. He didn't do anything wrong. Had a bar there. He was a secondary cause, we call it a concurrent cause. He was a concurrent cause of the animal falling in. Why did it really fall in? Because it tripped on something. But Rav Nassim has a shita that if there's not enough money to pay for that, the Baal HaBar has to kick in more. So since Rabbi Elazar said, we don't say that, obviously, we don't hold like Rav Nassim. We're not making the other guy pay. It's either one's chayav or one's potter. So obviously, we don't hold like Rav Nassim over here. And then, Ikad Yamri, I can't have the exact way. Amr Belazar, Lo Tehman, Niskal Be'ev, Rashav Be'ev, Hudu Be'chayav. Don't tell me only chayav in that way. Aval Niskal Be'karka, Vinashav Be'ev, and potter. And then you're going to be potter? No. El Afilu Niskal Be'karka, Vinashav Be'ev, and chayav. You're going to be chayav in all cases. Kiman, Kirav Nassim. We do hold like Rav Nassim. So go easy the way. Alright, I know this was a very hard daf. You're not allowed to sit it out, to think it out. Tomorrow is all about Rebbe Yehuda. Everyone have a good day.